At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 2:25 in the afternoon. And Mike and I were just talking about the response. It's funny because we would think that maybe if you're 40 or older, and a lot of our audience is, and we have a lot of younger audience as well, but a lot of those guys may not listen to Taylor Swift, but their girlfriends do.
Right.
Or their friends do. And it's one of those deals where, again, guy hit me up and he was like, man, you know, I wasn't interested in watching this podcast. My girlfriend made me watch it. And all of a sudden, I'm watching Travis Kelce and Jason, and I'm like, okay. This ain't that bad. They're funny. They're entertaining. And I was like, yeah, this is why Jason is blown up. And Travis is probably going to be a damn movie star when his career is over.
Right.
You know? So,
yeah, I mean, like I said, it's funny. A couple guys hitting us up. And yeah, I mentioned that political thing that came up. I mean, geez, Louis. It's like, I got friends. I'm not watching a George Clooney movie. Like, I can separate the artist from his political views. I don't give a crap. You know, but some people just get hung up on it. Same thing goes for when athletes use their platform, you know, stick to sports. So, hey, and for us too. But it is kind of funny. That aside, she's a global phenomenon. And as you mentioned it earlier, we talked about earlier, NFL freaking loves it. It just builds, it just continues to build the brand that doesn't really need any help.
Yeah. And the irony is, it is a complete crossover because he's such a big star in the NFL. It is. I mean, I'm willing to tell you, and I'm sure they've probably done the research to, like Mike said, about the audience and what's come since this phenomenon of her being at games and, oh, is she going to show up? Remember last year? We played the Chiefs. Everybody's like, is Taylor Swift going to be there? It was a thing. It was a thing. So either way, it's interesting to see the response. 404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. Hey, Daily Downloads brought to you by our friends at ATL Live Well. Don't just live, live well. Michael Money Harris, Grand Slam, caps a 9-run fourth inning as the Braves rally to beat the Mets last night. And by the way, let me hear this Grand Slam because it's nice to see Money Harris hitting again.
Right, right.
Oh. Hit the center field, hit well. Back goes Mullins to the warning track at the wall.
It's out.
It's out of here. It's a grand slam for Michael Harris, and the Braves take the lead 9-6.
Now, it is kind of funny watching the crowd reaction shots. It's just, you know, you see the typical. As my father explained to me when I was a child, you know, Dad, why did we grow up? Again, can't help where I was born, Carl. You know that. Some listeners don't know.
I've been saying it.
But at the time, when I was a child growing up in New York, my father, I said, why aren't we Yankees fans? We're Mets fans, Brooklyn Dodgers, the Heritage. Anybody can be a Yankee fan. Mets fans are mutants. We're the redhead stepchildren of New York sports. And they truly are. Because when you see some of those ISO shots of some of those people behind the dugout or behind home plate, they are mutants. And it is kind of funny to watch this team, which for some reason just can never get over the Braves, despite snapping the losing streak the other night. Carl, who blows a 6-0 lead?
The Mets. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I turned this on to see just a glimpse. I was like, oh, we're down 6-0. And then when I turned it back on, we were winning. And I was like, oh, okay. But, yeah, only the Mets, man. I mean,
that's the worst outing I think David Peterson's had in his career.
Did you say Peterson?
Peterson. I mean, 9 runs. Everybody, you get a hit. And you get a hit. Everybody gets to bat in that crazy fourth inning.
Yeah, it was a good, nice run for the Braves. Bottom line is, again, you just progress.
Remember. But where was this adjustment from Tim Hires, the hitting instructor? Why do we have to wait for this thing to get unveiled?
Well, maybe he made it and then he didn't get adjusted to it until now. I don't know.
Now, I know, and Grant will probably tell us coming up later this afternoon in the Braves report that you just don't mess with a guy. But, you know, Alex told us he's a second-half hitter. He's streaky, you know. Yeah, okay. But this works. I mean, this is, you know, they basically reinvented his swing. And I know that when you've got maybe a little extra time around the All-Star break to kind of put this into action, it's something that normally happens in the offseason going into spring training. But, I mean, hey, better late than never. But I just hope now that he's found it, this is what we get for an entire season from Michael Harris.
Yeah, look, it's hard to make adjustments during the season. It's like me telling you to change your swing in the middle of a round. It's hard. But he is hitting. Eight of the last nine games he's hit. Six-game hitting streak for Money Harris. Braves win. We'll see what they do in this game tonight. Marcell Ozuna, 2-for-4. Profar, 3-for-5. He can be a little bit maddening, by the way. I don't know if you guys are paying attention. Profar can be a little bit maddening. He'll make a play. He'll miss a play. 3-for-5 with an RBI. But good win for the Braves last night. Meanwhile, Mike, Hawks schedule release. Day-Day, do we know when that's coming out? What's the deal? Because I know it's been a slow roll. Big O, that Twitch thing went down last night. If people wanted to tune in, it was like an all-nighter kind of deal for the Hawks. But their schedule is going to be released. And we're going to talk to Steve Kuhnin, by the way, tomorrow on the show, I believe, as we normally do. It's going to be a shorter show, guys, because we've got Falcons football. But we're going to get a chance to talk to the CEO about this release and what it looks like. What's the deal, fellas?
So, no, the full schedule not out yet. But we do know that during the regular season, which if you saw the video they put out the other day, they will play the Pacers on October 31st. They'll take on Toronto on November 7th, the Wizards on November 25th, Cleveland on the 28th, and then the Bucks January 19th, which is the MLK game
right.
That will be on Peacock.
Yeah. All right. As we wait for – and this is a slow roll. They're just pumping it up. But the full schedule is coming out. And as soon as we know, you guys will know. And Mike and I will certainly talk about what that means for the Hawks. Scheduling matters. You know, usually, Mike, they take that two-week West Coast swing.
Right.
Where, you know, they go out west. They play Portland. They play everybody out there.
It used to be when the circus would be in town.
It's true.
Right, it's true.
But we'll see when all that falls. And, again, no new word on Trey. Guys, we brought this up a couple of days back. Doesn't look like anything's going to happen. Now, that doesn't mean it won't before the season starts. But right now, Mike, the Hawks are in no rush to make a deal, and it doesn't feel like that's going to change anytime soon.
Yeah, and you and I have talked about this. I don't want to, you know, see Trey get in his bag and then it holds over all the way through this season, then opts out after next season. I mean, guys, good luck. If you got a crystal ball, give me some stock tips. All I'm saying is if I ran the Hawks, I would say, hey, yeah, whatever happened before I became GM, if I'm Ansi Saleh, I say, guess what? We got you a player. We got you this player. We got you a team now. You know, and if Jalen Johnson can stay healthy, we got some elements here. Really good things are going to happen. But let's see how you do with these guys, and then we'll back up the Brinks truck. To me, that's common sense with a guy with 2 years left on his deal, although the opt-out is a huge factor.
No, it is. Meanwhile, guys, we talked a lot about Michael Penix in the brawl yesterday, and he was in the middle of it. We spent a lot of time on it. If you missed Caden Ellis' comments, because we played this late in the show yesterday, I just want you to hear him talk about two things. One, it'll be second. Where he talks about how he found out, because he was on the other field, how he found out it was the quarterback in the mix. But first, he talked about this competitive greatness, Mike. And you were like, when you heard this yesterday, you were just shaking your head like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Listen right to Caden Ellis.
You know, just seeing competitive greatness, seeing a competitive edge, it's just guys got it or they don't. And in moments like that, everybody reacts different ways. I'm not saying everybody that's a fighter is great and everybody that's not isn't. But when you see the edge come out of someone for whatever reason, whatever struck that chord in them, and you see it come out, you know, it just solidifies everything else you already think about.
There we go. And that's – he nailed it. I literally was like, that. Aha! I looked at Carl yesterday. That's what he said. Because as we talked about earlier, some guys will be out there. You know how it is. Some Falcon fans are so jaded because they've been kicked in the nuts for 7 straight years. But, you know, you're going to say, yeah, whatever. They had a fight. Big whoop. Any team would support his quarterback. Yes, we said, yeah. But when is the quarterback in the middle of it? When is the quarterback in there? He's swinging on cuz at the bottom of the pile and saying, hey, man, you don't know me.
You don't know me?
From the mean streets of Dade City and Tampa. I love it. So that's what he's talking about. This team freaking loves this guy. Now, are we going to have some growing pains with him? Perhaps. But I just think there's a leadership thing you cannot quantify. He's got it.
Yeah, and I mentioned this yesterday. In your own lives, you may have had moments. I hope none of us have had a fight.
Right.
But most of us have. Where your boys are like, if I would have been there, it would have been different.
Mm-hmm.
But when it went down, they ran the other way. That's what Caden Ellis is talking about, and that's why guys get a little bit more respect. Doesn't mean he's going to be the best quarterback in the NFL, but hey, man, you know what? I can ride with this dude. Meanwhile, here's what he said about when he found out that it was Penix involved in the fricus.
And I'm off on the sideline, and one of the guys comes up to me and he's like, dude, yeah, our quarterback's different. Our quarterback's different. And I was like, what happened? And they said, he was the one fighting, and everybody jumped the dude. I was like, all right, Mike, I love you, dog. That's my dude. That's my quarterback, QB1. So it's awesome seeing the competitive energy from him.
Yeah, I mean, that's funny because everybody on the other field, including, by the way, the guy that has been starting a lot of this stuff, James Pierce Jr., he wasn't even involved in it. He was on the other field. So when those guys found out, it was like, who was involved in that? It's just funny to see their reaction. Hey, man, want to mention and give some love to the Atlanta Dream. They defeated the Seattle Storm. Mike, Ryan Howard, 25 points. Dream, 6 consecutive wins. So they've been rolling and got to give them some love. We've been talking a lot this year, although she's been hurt a lot of the season, guys. Caitlin Clark's been hurt a lot. But the Dream are doing some things, man, and they move in the second in the standings, 6 games back.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Minnesota Lynx and a half game ahead of the Liberty. So they are in the mix as we count down to the playoffs for the WNBA. Hey, man, Mike, how do you feel? And we're going to talk about this when we come back. Mm-hmm. Now, not before, but now, about Kirk Cousins being our backup. We're going to talk about it next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.